compared to other British colonies, we're actually far advanced. A lot of these educational achievements were actually made in the early to mid-1920s under Gettysburg, and then more aggressively under Kwame Nkrumah starting from 1951. And as a matter of fact, the desire to develop Ghanaians as the key ingredient for development was such that Kwame Nkrumah introduced the accelerated education plan that led to the creation and establishment of schools across the country. As a result of this, we had, on a per capita basis, the highest university expenditures in the world.
How well do you think the economy has performed, and what has been some of the shocks that might have derailed it?
The singular feature of the economy since 1966 is that we haven't had any systematic plan for development as such. We have short-term crisis management frameworks, which sometimes they mistakenly call plans. So, for instance, currently we have Ghana Poverty Reduction Strategy 1 and then Strategy 2. It has no long-term framework for development. And so the end result is that even where we've been successful in some areas, in the end, it hasn't really translated into the kind of rapid and equitable growth that will lead to social development.
Parties came around, they put forward a plan known as Vision 2020. People praised it because they thought there were lofty ideas to boost the economy. Now, what has been the progress report on that, and has that had any significant impact on the economy so far?
Well, Vision 2020 was actually crafted by the NDC in the mid-1990s, and it would have been a very good program for development. Unfortunately, it lacked the kind of political commitment and direction that other programs did. For instance, the 7-year development plan under Kwame Nkrumah and the other plans before him, where Nkrumah took a personal interest in this plan. And as a consultant, I did work on it on and off. And then the new government came into office and they just simply threw it out the window. So since then, we haven't really had any long-term development plan as such.
Now, let's look at 50 years on. How has Ghana fared economically in the last 50 years?
Economically, we haven't done well. The statistics don't show a positive story. In 1965, we had a per capita income of $190. South Korea had a per capita income of $110. Today, Ghana has a per capita income of $480. South Korea has a per capita income of almost $20,000. So on the basis of that, you can conclude that economically, we haven't done well. A lot of the industries, for instance, that were set up by Nkrumah as the basis for launching Ghana's economic growth, were destroyed, and we continue to destroy them in the name of this newfound religion of private sector as the engine of growth.
What do you think could be done that could put Ghana on the high pedestal to rub shoulders with the otherwise developed countries economic-wise?
Yes. To start with, we will have to put people at the center of development, not property. If we develop people, development will naturally follow. In fact, the few statistics we have do confirm that people with higher education in Ghana tend to earn the most. So if we really are serious about raising incomes, not just for a tiny elite ruling and a commercial elite, but for the vast majority of Ghanaians, then the focus should be on human development. Right now, basic education only stops at JSS, which is not enough to make you competitive in the current global economy. Don't forget, a key element of Nkrumahism is that we could do what others have done. We don't have that belief in self anymore.